fighting for hair that doesn't even belong to them. Shaking my head. Do you see how there is an epidemic of black women around the world trying their utmost to look like white women? And do you also see how violent black women become once you snatch the white woman's crown from off their heads? I could kind of understand the leaning towards being aggressive if the guy tried to pull their own hair, except the bald-headed female for obvious reasons, as this would have caused pain. However, trying to fight somebody over a wig you picked up from a store is something else. At this stage, black women across the world have become the highest grade mockery and laughingstock known to mankind. These women are in Africa where they are surrounded by nothing but other blacks, yet there still exists a deep desire within these motherland sirens to be white. Admittedly, I personally wouldn't go around snatching wigs off women's heads. However, as an experiment or as a prank, it reveals so much about the modern day black female and her deep insecurities. Fighting tooth and nail for a cluster of hair that isn't even part of your DNA makeup. Additionally, remember how we've covered stories before of black women robbing beauty supply stores just to get their hands on some 21-inch yaki weave? Please see videos below. At the end of the day, there is no way that anybody can tell me that there isn't something seriously wrong with the minds of black women worldwide. The weave wig industry in Africa is a huge one. No matter where you go in the world, somebody is always able to capitalize off the desires of black women wanting to look like their white female cousins. And to think, these are the same females who have the audacity to call you homosexual simply because you're calling them out on an unhygienic and dysfunctional practice. Ask these African women why they're wearing this crap, and they won't hesitate to spew the same lame garbage excuses that black women in Western countries use. The message continues to ring through loud and clear, gents. Wee wig wearing is a clear sign of mental illness, and any woman who engages in such practices should be avoided at all costs. Brothers, continue abandoning these white girl wannabe black females. Go and get yourself a woman whereby if you pull her hair, it won't come off in a clump. Natural looking women are the logical choice. SYSBM.